DeepEnglish.com. Life or death. Active speaking. What would you do in a life or death situation? What would you give up to save your life? Could you give up your house or your car? Could you give up all the money in your bank account? How much could you give up? Could you give up your own arm? What if your life depended on it? Could you cut off your own arm? In 2003, Aaron Ralston was in that kind of life or death situation. What kind of situation was it? It was a life or death situation. He was hiking in a desert canyon when something terrible happened. Did something wonderful happen? No, something wonderful didn't happen. Something terrible happened. He fell and his arm became trapped under a big rock. There was no one to help him. He had only two choices. He could die or he could cut his own arm off to escape. What choices did Aaron have? He could die or he could cut his arm off. Aaron was an experienced adventure athlete. In 2002, he quit his job as an engineer and set a world record for climbing. Did Aaron set a record for climbing? Yes, he set a world record for climbing. He became the first person to climb all of Colorado's largest mountains alone in winter. He was not afraid of danger. In 2003, he was almost killed by an avalanche while skiing. What happened in 2003? In 2003, he was almost killed by an avalanche while skiing. Later that same year, he almost lost his life while hiking. He didn't expect it to be dangerous, so he made a very big mistake. He didn't tell anyone where he was going. What mistake did Aaron make? He didn't tell anyone where he was going. On the first day, he hiked about 20 miles into the desert when he fell into a hole. How far did he hike? He hiked about 20 miles. As he fell, he moved a large rock that weighed 360 kilos. The rock landed on his arm. What landed on his arm? The rock landed on his arm. He was trapped. He was alone in the desert, and no one knew where he was. Aaron knew that help was not coming. Did he think that help was coming? No, he knew that help was not coming. He immediately thought of cutting off his arm. Of course, he didn't want to do this, so he tried not to think about it. After a short time, he lost feeling in the trapped arm. He tried many different ways to escape. Did he try to escape? Yes, he tried many ways to escape. He tried to push the rock, but he couldn't. He tried to break the rock, but he couldn't. He tried to use his climbing equipment to pull the rock, but he couldn't. Did he try to push the rock? Yes, he tried to push the rock. Did he try to break the rock? Yes, he tried to break the rock. Did he try to roll the rock? No, he didn't try to roll the rock. He tried to pull the rock. He knew that there was almost no chance of anyone finding him. He had little water, and he knew he could not survive for long. Did he have a lot of water? No, he didn't have a lot of water. He had little water. Aaron knew that death was a very real possibility. He took out his video camera and began to record himself. Who did Aaron record? He recorded himself. My name is Aaron Ralston. My parents are Donna and Larry Ralston of Englewood, Colorado. Whoever finds this, please make an attempt to get it to them. Aaron said goodbye to his family. So again, love to everyone. Bring love and peace and happiness and beautiful lives into the world in my honor. Thank you. Love you. Why did Aaron record himself? He wanted to say goodbye to his family. He wanted to tell his family he loved them. He stopped recording. He then used his knife to write his name on the rock. Under his name, he wrote, October 1975. This was the month and year he was born. Under that, he wrote, April 2003. This was the current month and year. Why did he write October 1975? This was the month and year he was born. Why did he write April 2003? This was the current month and year. This was his gravestone. He prayed to God and was ready to die. He knew that cutting off his arm was his only chance to escape. He had a knife, but it was a very cheap one. Did Aaron have an expensive knife? No, his knife wasn't expensive. It was a cheap knife. As he cut off his arm, he felt a strange mixture of terrible pain and joy. He called it a beautiful pain. Cutting his arm was the worst pain of his life, but the idea of freedom made him very excited. Why did he feel excited? He felt excited because he was almost free. He had to be very careful not to pass out from the pain and excitement. He cut the skin. He cut the muscles. He cut the nerves.
What did he cut?
He cut the skin, the muscles, and the nerves. But he couldn't cut the bone. His knife was not strong enough. He didn't know what to do. Could he cut the bone? No, he couldn't cut the bone. Why couldn't he cut the bone? His knife was not strong enough. After 5 days, Aaron gave up. He was defeated. He knew he would die. What happened after 5 days? After 5 days, Aaron gave up. He knew he would die. Then he had a vision. He saw himself in the future with only one arm playing with a small boy.
What did he see in his vision?
He saw himself in the future with only one arm playing with a small boy. The boy had blonde hair and a red shirt. Aaron had no children, but he knew this was his future son. What did the boy look like? The boy had blonde hair and a red shirt. Who was the boy? The boy was Aaron's future son. He also knew that he could not give up. He could not die. He had a son in the future that he needed to meet. His knife was too weak to cut his bone, but he had an idea. He wouldn't cut the bone. He would break it. After breaking his bone, he was free. Did Aaron cut his bone? No, he didn't cut his bone. He broke his bone.
He had been alone for 5 days without food and with little water, but he was still alive.
He took a picture of the rock in his hand before leaving. What did he do before leaving? He took a picture of the rock in his hand before leaving. The place where he was trapped for 5 days was 20 meters from the ground. Aaron was an experienced climber, but now he had only one hand. Very carefully, he used his ropes to climb down to the ground. He was still 20 miles from anyone in the middle of the desert. How far was Aaron from anyone? He was 20 miles from anyone. He didn't have a cell phone. So he began to hike back. After some time, Aaron met a family of hikers. They gave Aaron food and water and called for help.
Who gave Aaron food and water? A family of hikers gave Aaron food and water.
Soon Aaron was on an emergency helicopter that took him to the hospital. Where did the emergency helicopter take Aaron?
The emergency helicopter took Aaron to the hospital. Aaron lost his arm that day, but he learned a lot about himself. He also learned that the most important thing in life is relationships. When he almost died, thinking about his family and future son helped him not give up. What did Aaron learn about the most important thing in life? The most important thing in life is relationships. Thinking about his family helped him not give up. He still climbs mountains and does other adventure sports. Has Aaron quit climbing? No, Aaron hasn't quit climbing mountains. He still climbs mountains and does other adventure sports. Aaron also travels the world and talks about his experience to schools and businesses. In 2010, Aaron and his wife had a baby boy named Leo. Aaron believes that Leo saved his life back in 2003. Who saved Aaron's life in 2003? His son Leo saved his life.